breakfast went off not too badly, considering it was my first. Luckily, Daddy asked for fried. I learned how to do that a couple years ago. So I made fried and toast. I also made a small mistake. "Sorry about the instant, Daddy, but we're all out of regular," I said, giving him a nice friendly kiss on the cheek. "Daddy? Since when did you start calling me Daddy? You never did that before," he said. "No, and I won't again, Bill, dear," I said, relieved that at least he wasn't going to make a scene about the coffee. I ran back into the kitchen to find out what Eight Face wanted. "What'll it be for you, lover boy?" I asked, crossing my arms and giving him the hairy eyeball. "Just watch him ask for scrambled."
"Could I have scrambled, Mommy, please?"
"What did I tell you?" "No, you can't," I said very briskly. "I don't have time to wash two pans. It's fried or nothing."
"But I don't like fried," he said.
You know, she spoils him rotten, but not me. "Then eat cold cereal," I said, slapping down a box of sugar-coated Snappy Crackles in front of him.
"But these are Annabelle's. She bought them with her own money to eat when she watches television. She'll kill me if I eat up her cereal," he said anxiously.
What a worry wart. "Listen, Ben," I said very slowly and carefully. "Annabelle wants you to eat her sugar-coated Snappy Crackles. So eat them, now." Speaking of Annabelle reminded me that I hadn't seen myself yet, and she was going to be late for school if she didn't hurry. Me, she, I, her? I was getting very mixed up. I also wondered, as I stood outside the door to her room, who I was going to find in there. Was it going to be Annabelle's body with Annabelle's mind in it? But I wouldn't know what the mind was thinking. Or was it going to be Annabelle's body with Ma's mind in it, which would certainly be a more tidy arrangement?